You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And today we are joined by Dr. Catherine Bradbury, whose research has found that individual New Zealanders could significantly assist the country to meet its goals for reducing climate emissions by eating less red meat and fewer dairy products. Lovely to have you in the studio this morning, Catherine. How are you? Oh, sorry, that's my bad. I forgot to turn your mic on. There we go. How are you this morning, Catherine?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Well, it's lovely to have you here, and it's good to talk about this research. It's very important. We were talking about climate emissions earlier before with the Deputy Mayor and the future of Auckland. It's something that's at the forefront of everyone's minds at the moment. I mean, climate change, it's here, it's happening, and I think we all want to do our part to work towards reducing our impact on the climate crisis. So this research about reducing emissions by eating less red meat and less dairy, this is a conversation we've been having for quite a while. How did you go about this research, and did anything come up that surprised you in regards to this conversation?
Yeah, well, we had data on New Zealand households' food purchases over the year, and we'd been doing other research looking at kind of the healthiness of the food purchases. And then my background's nutrition, but it's become more and more obvious as I've gone on in my career that we can't just talk about what we eat without thinking about what's the environmental impact of that, you know, not just about what's the health impact or the, you know. So I've been becoming more interested in that environmental area as well. And so we were thinking about whether we can look at our data of household food purchases and whether we can look at the environmental impact of that. So we did quite a substantial amount of work trying to match those household food purchases to greenhouse gas emissions that would be produced from those food products, being, you know, the farming stage right up to the packaging and transport to the supermarket or the retail stores, and so that we could estimate New Zealand households, the environmental impact in terms of greenhouse gas emissions of those food purchases. We knew that. I mean, it's well established that, you know, meat, particularly from ruminant animals, because they are producing the methane. So any kind of food products made from ruminant animals, like beef and lamb or dairy products, do generate a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. So we knew that that would be important, but it was just how much New Zealanders are purchasing those foods, and therefore would it make a big difference overall?
So is it, when you're looking at this research, is it like specifically to do with the animal or the product, or is it more to do with our practices around how we farm and how we package?
Yep, so we did use New Zealand data for the foods that we produce in New Zealand. So for our beef and lamb, when we purchase beef and lamb from the supermarket, and dairy, we use New Zealand data on how we grow and produce beef and lamb in New Zealand. And yes, it is true that in New Zealand we are a bit better than other countries around the world in terms of our beef and lamb has a slightly lower environmental impact in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, at least. But compared to growing like plant foods, it's still just a huge difference.
Right.
So, we did use New Zealand data, but it's still borne out that those purchases of beef and lamb and dairy really do have a massive impact.
Totally. Something I've always been curious about, because, I mean, over the course of my life, I've been vegan, vegetarian, and a meat eater as well, so sort of have had a mix throughout my time on this earth so far. Yeah. But something that I've always been a little bit curious about, particularly regarding my own carbon footprint, is that would it be better, and I'd like love your opinion on this, to buy a sort of like organic, organically grown and I don't know, produced, sold meat? Or would it be better to buy a product that's vegan but potentially made overseas and then shipped here? Because that's something that I'm always kind of thinking about. I'm like, oh, well, what's better? Is it better to go local but it's meat, or overseas but it's plant-based? Like, what's your opinion on this?
So we did look at the greenhouse gas emissions produced at each stage of the production of food products. So from the farming stage, from transport and packaging. And actually, I mean, it's very clear that most of the greenhouse gas emissions are produced from the actual production of the food, whether it's plants or animals on the farm. And people are concerned about food miles and local transport, and that's fine. But actually, in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, the amount that's coming from transport, even from shipping foods from overseas, is actually a really small part of the overall picture. I mean, there may be other reasons to support local businesses and foods.
Yeah.
But in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, it really is about what that food product is when it's being produced on the farm. So ruminant and animals produce a lot of greenhouse gas emission, and that
can I just get you to quickly define ruminant animals?
Ruminant animals, yeah. Sorry, that's I forget. You know, so ruminant. So it's basically cows and sheep, and it's the way that they digest food, and they burp out a lot of. They eat the grass and they burp out a lot of methane, basically. And methane is a particularly potent greenhouse gas over the short term. So that's why, and you know, plants, if you're growing plant crops, they don't produce methane generally. So it's that methane that is really potent greenhouse gas.
Mm. Have you found it difficult to have this conversation in Aotearoa New Zealand, where, I mean, eating meat, it's a big part of our national psyche. We love a summer barbecue. Like, whenever I go around to my grandparents' house, it's the classic, like, meat and three veg for dinner. I mean, how do you begin to have a conversation about this in a country like Aotearoa New Zealand?
I mean, I agree. I think meat is really wrapped up into our national identity. We found that, and we to kind of in our research, we found that households where the primary shopper was older, they had higher greenhouse gas emissions from their food purchases. So I think younger households had lower greenhouse gas emissions. So I think that is probably changing naturally, but that is still pretty ingrained. And some other research we did actually does bear that out as well, because we found that hardly, you know, there's actually a very, very low percentage of strict vegetarians in New Zealand, about 2%. So
2%? Yeah. That's lower than I thought.
That's a strict definition, you know, no meat ever.
Right.
Never eat meat or meat, any products containing meat. So, it's true, you know, well over 90% eat red meat in New Zealand. But I think that to reduce environmental impacts, it's not as if everyone is going to have to turn vegetarian, probably because majority of us in New Zealand are meat eaters. Actually, the most impact will come from people just eating less meat. Everyone eating less meat will have quite a big impact, rather than trying to get a few more people to become strict vegetarians.
Yeah, totally. It's such an interesting conversation, because there are so many sides to it as well. Like, you know, the financial barriers to, like, being vegetarian, or, you know, the I don't know. There's just a really interesting conversation to be had, and I'm really enjoying this kōrero. We'll probably have to wrap it up here. But if people want to follow along with this research, or make some changes in their own diet, or learn a bit more about eating less red meat, and where's a good place to stay in the loop with the research you're doing?
On my university page, I think if you Google my name in Auckland, I don't know, the university must pay for our university profiles to be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
So I do keep that up to date with what research I'm doing and have published. And, we have more planned about looking further into different aspects of this.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Catherine Bradbury. And we'll be following along with what comes next in this process, in this project.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.